Welcome to the Villains Lounge.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and supervillains of all ages, I want to welcome y'all to the Villains Lounge. And I am Three Counts resident supervillain, the Dark Lord himself, the Dark Goat, Damien Fatale, and I am here with my co-anchor, once again, Twitch Graves. And we're going to be doing the news and a few reviews of a few shows that came up. So the news, let's get right into the news. So heard earlier in the week from last week that Shotzi got hurt at NXT in her match against Lara Valkyria, the NXT Women's Champion. And wasn't really sure. I didn't report it right away because wasn't sure if it was like storyline or what. I was trying to wait until SmackDown came on. And the general manager of SmackDown, like in the middle of the week, did like a, I think it was like a tweet or a small video saying that Shotzi was indeed injured and she would be replaced in the Elimination Chamber qualifying match versus Naomi on Friday Night SmackDown, and it was Alba Fire that took her spot. But, you know, it is what it is. Shotzi, you know, get well soon. Get better. I know it sucked. It sucks being injured. I know she just came back from being injured.
Right?
It's set on because I'm hearing a little extra noise and it's getting on my nerves. It's on my end, though. All right, so yeah. So get help, you know, get healthy, Shotzi. It sucks being hurt, and it's never fun being injured. No. Some crazy news. One Patrick Clark, aka the Velveteen Dream, or as some of my friends like to call him, Text a Teen Dream. Ooh, I can't even get that out right. See, yeah. Text a Teen Dream. That was messed up. I'm so
mad. Say that five times fast.
I know, right? He made his wrestling return at Dynasty Pro Wrestling in New York this past weekend. Yeah, there was not a lot of people happy, but look, this is the irony of it. The name of the event was It Was All a Dream. And so y'all are telling me that y'all couldn't figure that out, that Velveteen Dream, aka Patrick Clark, was going to be on that card. Hold on, here, this is where it gets even funnier. Guess who else was on there as the guest, like timekeeper? Rita Chatterton.
Oh God.
The female referee that has allegations against Vince McMahon.
Right.
We got all of that at the Dynasty Pro Wrestling. It was all a dream.
I'm sure a couple people are wishing it was a dream.
Oh, there was tons of backlash on Twitter, online, everywhere. People are not happy. People are not wanting to watch said match and segments. Wrestlers, you know, are upset about it. But Dynasty stood by what they did and said in a tweet, and I'm paraphrasing, but basically, we stand by what we did. If you don't like it, sucks to be you, but thanks for coming. So, right. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I get it, but I mean, people, like,
in the internet wrestling community.
That is toxic, 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 toxic. And some lighter news.
Happier news.
I heard a little rumor that CM Punk in an interview basically said just because he's injured and cannot wrestle doesn't mean that he will not be a part of WrestleMania 40. So that's a little interesting tidbit from an interview of his. And you know what? I'm kind of curious.
Curious minds are wondering.
Exactly. I mean, maybe he'll be like guest announcer for whatever match Drew is in.
The host of WrestleMania.
I don't want him to do all that. That's a bit much. But like a little segment here and there, or like I said, commentating. Like, I'm good with that.
I'd be cool with that.
All right, so we're going to go back. Since I didn't do a show on Saturday, my bad. However, this is the TNA results. TNA was pretty good. We had Jake Something versus Frankie Kazarian, and Kazarian got that W.
Nice.
The TNA Knockouts champion, Jordynne Grace, faced Savannah Evans. And
I loved it.
The TNA Knockouts champ got that W. And then we had match number two in a best of three series for the TNA World Tag Team titles. And it was the tag champs ABC versus the Grizzled Young Vets. Now, the Grizzled Young Vets went into this match one up. And ABC was able to tie it, so we go to three, and they killed it. Like, I enjoyed this. This one gets, like, four axe handles for me. I enjoyed this one very much so. Like, I got to actually watch it. Then we had the TNA Digital Media Championship match against Crazy Steve, who's the champ. And he faced Rhino. Pretty decent match, two axe handles, and Crazy Steve retained.
Good to see Rhino still getting it in.
Right? Then we had a match between Diener and Joe Hendry that was supposed to happen. But when Hendry got to the ring, AJ Francis came out, talked his shit, put on a music video dissing Hendry, and then Hendry responded with his own diss video. This caused Francis to get a little butt hurt, a little scuffle, broke out. Diener came out too as well, attacked Hendry, bunch of fighting, and then Rich Swann comes out for the save, and AJ and Diener patter out to the outside. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
So we got no match, but we got a nice little segment of some diss music videos. So then we get Killer Kelly versus Dana Luna. I think I said that right.
Yeah.
And Luna got the W on that one. And then the main event saw Kushida versus Moose with everyone banned from ringside. Wasn't a TNA championship match, but Moose got that victory. And from what I get and understand, it was a big brawl at the end. His group came out. People came out, people got beat up, people got tossed around. You know how it goes when groups of people get together and wrestling. It's never a pretty sight. So with that being said, we're going to move on to the Friday night SmackDown review. And this is where you shine, buddy.
This is where I shine, huh? Okay.
Yeah. So tell us how we opened up.
Oh, man. So we opened up SmackDown with a match this time, not a promo. We got Kevin Owens and Dominic Mysterio in an elimination qualifier match. I am not a fan of Dominic Mysterio. I love him as a heel. I'm not a real fan of his in-ring work. But I love seeing him look more fluent. And he does look more fluent every time I watch him. Kevin Owens always looks good. Kevin Owens picking up the victory here. I gave it 2.5 axe handles.
I gave it 3. There was a lot. There was some back and forth in there. Kevin was making Dom look great. I have to agree. Dom is getting better every time he steps in that ring on both fronts. The character work, the mic work, the in-ring work is just getting better and better and better.
Find me a better heel right now.
Right? And then R-Truth coming out. Can't forget Truth coming out. This is R-Truth why I gave it 3.
Because
Truth came out.
R-Truth is amazing in every way, shape, and form.
National treasure, sir.
National treasure, without a doubt.
Yeah,
him
so
using Kevin Owens for The Miz is just hysterical to me.
It was great. He came in. It kind of helped Owens get that W, and Owens is officially in the Elimination Chamber match. I'm a little sad, but it was like I expected Owens to go, but I wanted Dom to go because I wanted to see him locked in one of the chambers. I don't know why. I just thought that would be fucking hilarious.
I thought it would be good to see too. I was kind of hoping to see Dom in there, but you know, can't win them all.
Right.
After that, we go backstage with a promo segment with Pete Dunne and Tyler Bates. Amazing tag team. I love it. You see Dom, they talked about a name, but I couldn't hear what he said for the name.
I forgot. I just heard it. I can't remember off the top of my head. Darn it. What is it?
I can't remember.
Hold on. Keep going. Keep going, and I'm going to look it up.
Anywho, we got a promo between those two talking about Judgment Day and their tag title match at Elimination Chamber. Afterwards, we see Dom come into the picture, furious after just losing, rightfully so. Leads to Dom talking shit backstage, saying that they couldn't beat any member of Judgment Day. Tyler Bate decides that he accepts that challenge and chooses Dom and R-Truth in a tag match next week. We later find out that that becomes JD McDonagh, of course. I like this. I like this team between Pete and Dunn. I gave this backstage segment 2 axe handles.
You mean Dunn and Bate? And the name of the team is called the New Catch Republic.
The New Catch Republic. Okay.
All right. No, I love them as a team. They were the British Strong Style. All you missing is Trent Seven.
Yeah, you
had those three. I gave that one also 2.5. It was a great segment.
It was.
I like the new name, the New Catch Republic.
Yeah, I can get down with that. Anywho, after that segment, moving on, we get our second match of the evening, which is Tiffany Stratton versus Zelina Vega for an elimination qualifier match.
I was looking forward to this, by the way. I'm a big Tiffany Stratton fan.
I know you are. I am still trying to. I'm still trying to get turned on to her. I enjoyed the match. It wasn't bad. I always like seeing Zelina Vega wrestle. I think she's very talented. I think Tiffany Stratton is very talented. I just don't know much about her. Tiffany Stratton over Zelina Vega, I like that too. It gives me a chance to know more about her. I gave this 2.5 axe handles.
She's, for somebody that hasn't been doing this long, she is way too fluid with her execution of her moves.
Yeah.
She just flows. And that moonsault, that the prettiest moonsault ever. That is the prettiest moonsault ever. The women went out there and killed it. You're right. Tiffany will be in the Elimination Chamber, which I am very, very excited for. And I did break news on that as well. Give me more Tiffany Stratton. I gave it 3 axe handles because I felt like the women worked their asses off.
Fair enough.
They worked their asses off. It was.
After that, like I said, we had Tiffany Stratton over Zelina Vega. After that, moving on from there, we get AJ backstage. Good old AJ Styles.
Ooh.
And this time, we see him snap at Carl Anderson. I've always enjoyed the Good Brothers and AJ. I kind of like Lone Wolf AJ a lot more than when he was with them. I want to see where this goes. I gave this 2 axe handles. It was a good, solid segment.
I gave it 2 axe handles as well. It was a very solid segment. It's progressing the story slow between possibly the dissolve of the OC.
Yeah.
I'm kind of hoping that it's one of those where they're like, I don't know, they all just go heel. Like, I don't know. Like, the heel OC would be fucking off the hook. I love it when they're heels.
I love it
when they're heels.
I can't argue that. Oh, all right. Going on after that, we got what was probably the worst match of the night. Why this was even a match, it was a complete squash. You had AOP, Authors of Pain, going over Morris and Javi from NXT. This was just
Oh, they're from NXT? I thought they were local talent. I didn't even put their names on. I said local talent.
I could have swore I saw the NXT logo next to their names. I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that.
I thought it was just local talent, bro. I have never seen those two dudes ever in NXT.
Maybe I'm wrong. I could have swore I saw the NXT logo next to their name. Maybe they just got signed. Who knows?
Oh, I hope they didn't.
I take away the half axe handle rating that I give them, and I give it a zero.
Okay. The Authors of Pain look like the Authors of Pain.
Of course.
However, I don't want the chance of meeting them one of these days. So just out of fear for my own safety, I will give them 1.5. For the 1.5 ass whipping that they gave those two boys in like 5 minutes, if that. Look, that match was one of those where I looked away and it was over. It was like, I looked away, here's the super colada. Oh, it's over. Okay.
I couldn't get a drink and turn around in enough time to catch the finish of that match. It was just bad.
Okay, I feel like it served the purpose for what it was supposed to serve. And unfortunately, the people that they faced were almost the same body type and size of the Street Profits.
Oh, my God.
And I'm just praying that the Street Profits don't get eaten alive like that.
Morris might have been the same size as the Street Profits. I don't know about the other one. He was about as big as JD.
He was pretty tiny, wasn't he?
Oh, then we go. So after AOP decides to squash a bunch of unsure talent, we go backstage again with Logan Paul bitching about having to qualify for being in the Elimination Chamber.
I love that.
I can't stand this man.
It was great. I'm sorry. It was great.
I think it was, I can't believe I'm going to say this, and it was 99% because of The Miz, but not really, but I'm going with that. It was a good match.
It was a good match. It was a really good match.
It hurts to say that I enjoyed watching it.
Dude, it was some crazy back and forth. Dude, every time he gets in there, dude, he is getting better. His selling is, for somebody that has only been doing this for a couple of years, and the fact that now I give it to him, he went and he trained for a grip for at least a year and some change and continues to train, right, to get better. He is taking every bit of advice and just absorbing it, and just, I don't know what it is. I hate to say it too as well, but that fool got it. I don't know what it is.
I can't. You thought that my hatred for Corey Graves was bad. Let me tell you that this man is working his way up my list.
Now look, you and my brother Kevin can't stand him. Kevin goes on a rant.
We did have a great match between Logan Paul and The Miz. Logan Paul did end up beating The Miz, so Logan Paul qualifies for the Elimination Chamber.
There were shenanigans. Before you give your rating, there was shenanigans in this match. You got
to
put that out there. Logan Paul had his little friend try to give him some knucks. Miz kind of stopped it, but that was just enough for Logan Paul to get that W to qualify.
Yeah, it was enough of a distraction.
Yeah, so just enough. All right, go ahead, give your rating. What you gonna give it?
I have to stick to my guns with what I said last week. Anything Logan Paul is a negative 1 million axe handle rating for me, despite the fact that how good of a match this was. I have to stick to my guns, and it's a negative 1 million axe handle rating for me. I am sorry for The Miz if he ever sees this. It is not his fault. Realistically, I'd give it a 3.5. If you want to see a good wrestling match, check this out.
I gave it a 4.
Okay.
And like you said, I think it's something that like you go check it out. Like definitely go check
it's
it
worth
out.
Watching.
It was definitely fun. Those boys killed it. Like seriously, they worked their asses off for that. And Miz made them look beautiful.
So after that, we pan backstage. We see Mr. Grayson Waller bullshitting with Mr. Heyman backstage. You didn't get any audio play on this. You just kind of caught it for a minute, and then it was done.
Yeah, you know what that means, right?
Yep, you know exactly.
Yeah. Who's on the Grayson Waller show at Perth this Sunday? Or is it next Sunday? Is it this Sunday?
I have no idea. My days are so mixed up. I'm pretty sure it's this Saturday.
Or it's Saturday? Look, it's at 2 a.m.
We don't do Sundays anymore. Get real.
You're right. You're right. Unless it's WrestleMania. You got my bad.
Who is on the Grayson Waller effect? I can't remember.
It will be Cody Rhodes.
Oh, that's right. It's Cody.
And Seth Rollins.
Uh-huh.
Or Seth freaking Rollins, the WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
Oh.
So that should be interesting. Yeah, no, that was kind of spicy. I was like, oh, okay, this is what they're doing. They are not playing games, are they? You know what I mean?
Why have the Bloodline do the dirty work when you could just hire Grayson Waller to do it?
I love Grayson Waller, though.
I don't disagree with you on that. Dude, I think he is a phenomenal talent.
Him and Austin Theory, together as a team, are the most amazing, I want to punch you in the face heels ever.
Exactly. And I thank God every day that Kevin Owens got to do it for us.
Right? That was great.
Moving on from that, before we get to our main event, we had the general manager of SmackDown, Mr. Nick Aldis, come out to announce that the latest signing for SmackDown is none other than Bron Breakker. I honestly thought he was going to go to Raw.
I thought he was going to because of the situation with Dom at the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to be 100%, Braun is needed on SmackDown.
Yeah.
After Mania, he's going to be needed on SmackDown. Cody's going to need a challenger.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there you go. Or the United States Championship is going to need a challenger or a new champ.
Exactly.
Like, or bring up Corbin with him. Bring back Corbin and put them in the tag division.
That's a very good possibility.
So, like, there's tons of options there.
Like, there are tons of options for it. Like I said, I kind of thought he was going to go to Raw. I like this. I give this three to 3.5 stars of axe handles. I'm kind of torn on my rating for that one.
All right. I'm gonna give it a solid 3 because it was fun. Did we forget the segment backstage with LA Knight and Drew?
I didn't see that.
Oh, so there was a segment backstage between LA Knight and Drew McIntyre. It was somewhere in the middle, and they were doing a bunch of jaw jacking. And talking shit against each other, which then ultimately, you know, it's set up a match. So next Friday, we're going to get Drew McIntyre versus LA Knight one-on-one.
Okay.
So I feel like it's a little unnecessary.
It is a little unnecessary.
It's going to end in a big brawl probably with all 6 people, but I mean, let's keep it 100. Like, it's got to end in a brawl. It has to, because that right there is one of them having a championship main eventing a pay-per-view. That this is not a SmackDown match, but you know what? Give it to me, please. I don't mind having a couple of minutes of it, at least.
It's interesting that we're going to, like you said, I think that'll end in a big brawl between everybody, but if it doesn't, it's interesting that they have that one-on-one match right before Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
With that being said, with Logan Paul going over The Miz, that also completes all the competitors for Elimination Chamber, giving you Kevin Owens, Drew, LA Knight, Bobby Lashley, Randy Orton, and unfortunately Logan Paul.
Yes, we do. And it looks a little spicy.
It does. I'm excited for it. I'm not going to lie. It looks like it's going to be a good one, which is needed because personally, I feel like the Elimination Chamber has been a very bland pay-per-view.
They were going to stop it, but I think that they can do very good overseas with it if okay. they start just using it overseas. It's okay. something that everybody likes to see. So I know what the main event was. Well, we had something before the main event. You have one more. You have the Elimination Chamber qualifying match for the Women's Chamber between Naomi and Elba Fire.
Yeah, that was the main match wise.
Oh, you were. Oh, okay. Well, the main event to me, period, is the last thing that goes on.
So. Okay. Well, match wise, your main
match wise.
Okay. Your main event match was Naomi and Alba Fire. Like you said earlier, this was supposed to be Shotzi in that position, but I believe Wednesday night, Thursday morning, a tweet was made saying she's not medically cleared. This kind of Naomi and it becoming Alba Fire really made me think, okay, Naomi's going to win this, obviously, but I wondered for a while if it was going to be Shotzi over Naomi, but no.
It was definitely questionable. With Shotzi, it was more questionable.
Yeah.
Because Shotzi in the chamber is nuts.
That, yeah, see, and I'm trying to see that.
Right?
I'm so, trying to see that.
Like, so that could have went either way. So who knows what the original decision really was. Was it always Naomi going
I'm
over?
I'm sure it was always Naomi, but probably. I still would have liked to see Shotzi in there. We got Naomi over Alba Fire via tap out.
I saw that tap out.
I liked this. I liked this a lot. I thought it was cool to see you have your main event match be women compared to men. I love seeing Naomi back. I think she is an amazing talent. I gave this 3.5 axe handles.
I might have to agree with you on that one. It was definitely a great main event. I love me. Was it the Unholy Union? Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Yeah, they stole my name. However, it's all right. They fit it. Aladon, Alba Fire. I fucks with them both.
I do too.
It was good to see Alba Fire get that opportunity. It was good to see somebody random like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, and Alba Fire is good. Like, she's one of those women you can assert her anywhere. You know what I mean? If it's
she is definitely a good talent, I think. I think she would have been a good fit for the Elimination Chamber too, but it's in my opinion, it's too soon for her.
Yeah, but it makes sense that it was Naomi. Like at point, it made sense. Totally. But she gave her a fight though. Gave her a fight.
Oh, I don't disagree that at all.
Naomi wrestles different than she did before she left.
Are
going away to TNA?
Oh, way different.
Dude, her going to TNA, I think, was probably the best thing that she could have done.
I think she found herself in ring-wise.
Yeah.
In TNA, and she brought it with her when she returned to WWE. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't know if she did it at the Rumble, because it was a little hard to distinguish everybody's entrance music. Did she come out to new music on Friday?
I think she did. I think that's changed. I think that might be what she was using in TNA.
Okay, because I know at the
I think it's Rumble, different. Yeah, when she had the Rumble, it was her old music.
It was the Feel the Glow music.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
if that's true,
when she came out with it on Friday. I caught
that new music. Oh, that new music was good. That new music is nice. It's got her voice on it and everything. It's pretty dope.
Yeah, I like it. It was cool to see new music because you really don't see that as much anymore. that brings us to the closing segment of the night. The closing segment is, of course, Roman Reigns on SmackDown with the rest of the Bloodline and The Rock.
Go ahead, buddy. Go ahead and acknowledge him. It's okay. He's your tribal chief. He's my tribal chief. It's all good.
He is not my tribal chief.
It's all acknowledge him.
No, I will not. I will
it's
not.
It's okay. It's fine. It's not. Fine. We'll do it off the
Logan,
air.
I will give Logan Paul a positive rating before I acknowledge him. How about that?
Oh, it's okay.
Roman doing what Roman does best, cutting great promos. This is the one time I will agree with him that Utah is full of idiots.
Why do you think I didn't go?
You know, I was wondering if you were there.
I was off enjoying my weekend, doing like a staycation a couple of miles away from home and enjoying myself. So.
We all deserve that every now and then.
Exactly.
So Roman Reigns cutting his amazing promo and bringing out The Rock. Wow. Just wow. Can you explain to me why The Rock looked like a very shady 70s drug dealer with that horrid ass vest?
You know that vest is probably cost more than anything you and I both own combined.
You know what? I don't doubt that. But that you, I'm pretty sure you're somebody's grandfather. You need to stop dressing like you are about to go meet Pablo and have a party.
He probably was going to.
He probably was. That man has no right wearing that vest. No right. That thing
it's
is
a
horrid.
It is ugly. I hate horrid. It so much. It was God ugly. But if the fucked up part about it is it fit exactly.
It does. It does.
What
it,
you know his what? Attitude he was bringing.
It fit him as well as that horrible ass cowskin vest he used to wear.
Oh, I know. Oh, wow, we are going a while. But, okay, anyway, we're still at the end. I told you it was going to be a long one, folks.
Yeah. Oh, wow, we are going for a while.
Yeah. So,
The Rock doing what The Rock does best. The Rock just shitting on absolutely everybody. We have seen this from The Rock before. It has been a while since I have heard The Rock say he's going to smack the herpes off of somebody's lip. And for a moment, I wondered if that was you.
Nope, wasn't there, and it's not me at all, so we're good. With that being said, I wasn't putting myself in that situation. Did you see the sea of, white? You would have been able to pick me out real fucking quick.
This is very...
Would have stuck out like a sore thumb.
This is very true.
So, no, I saw that, and I about died. I was watching. I was definitely watching. I had one issue.
What?
It's one. It was some of what he was actually saying. He made him sound a little delusional. It was like Cody needs to go to the back of the line, but my dude, Cody is the 2024 Royal Rumble. That was the wrong thing. Exactly. So that was just that is the only thing. Everything else, perfect Rock.
It was. I don't want to say it was a bad promo. I don't want to say it was a good one. There were points where I felt like he was just rambling, just a ramble. All in all, though, instead of getting Do We Smell What The Rock's Cooking, we get Do You Smell What The Bloodline's Cooking. I guess his arthritis was kicking in because he couldn't throw a one up.
Yeah, I saw that.
Hell up.
There's a lot of speculation about that.
I keep pointing at Roman. I keep seeing that a lot.
I know, it's hilarious.
I keep seeing the people saying, oh, well, he was pointing at Roman when he was calling Cody a loser. And it just, that could be camera angles, honestly. All in all, though, this segment, I give it 3 to 3.5 stars. or axe handles, this could have opened SmackDown, and I would have been fine with it.
Everybody has said that, and I agree. It should have opened SmackDown. We didn't have to wait. No, we shouldn't have had to wait. That's why I'm only giving it 3. If it had opened SmackDown, I would have probably given it 4. But this was not a closing segment. But no. It did what it needed to do. And, I mean, if I was a fan and knowing Rock was going to be there, I would have been mad waiting 2 hours all to night. See his face for him to do that. Yeah.
Just to get
so he would have got booed. He would have got booed. He would have got the heat. So, you know what? Maybe they did that on purpose. Good job, WWE.
Maybe. I would have been happy with Naomi and Alba Fire ending the show.
Yeah, it would have been fine.
All in all, everything considered, we have all the questions answered for the men's elimination chamber. I think we have one more for the women's match on Monday.
Last chance women's battle royal. I think it might be tonight. And if it is, then my girl Jade is getting ready to qualify.
I sure hope so.
So I'm looking forward to hyping that up later tomorrow. Yeah. So I guess let me jump into the AEW Collision review. And guess what? There wasn't a show. So I want to thank the NBA.
Oh, my God.
And Baby Jesus.
Thank you. Thank them while you can.
And I give this AEW show for Collision, I give it 5 axe handles.
So that's what it takes to get an AEW 5 axe handles from you, huh?
To not have a motherfucking show.
That's so rude. That's so rude.
So with that said, thank you for hanging out with us for this extra double, triple pack episode of the Villains Lounge. I will try not to do this again. I will try to make sure I don't have this much to cover again. And I will see you good villains tomorrow evening. So enjoy your evening.
Welcome to the Villains Lounge.